tonight, VH1 season 3, Single Ladies. Lisa Ray is on the phone. Good morning, Lisa Ray.
Good morning. It's early. Good morning.
Oh, don't come whining to me. We got to. You, this is what we do, Lisa Ray. We get up early in the morning.
And you do it so well. You've been doing it so long till. I mean, I'm wondering, are you getting bored anytime soon? You just keep
this
going stronger and stronger.
And Single Ladies is going strong, huh? Season 3.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Everybody has been, you know, waiting for it to come back, and we took a minute off because we had new writers and new staff and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They were like, hey, when is the show coming back? They are involved in the show. They want to know. They talked to me in the grocery store, Keisha. And I'm like, what? No, Lisa Ray, you know.
Where's Malcolm?
Well, are you and Malcolm going to get back together? Are y'all going to get married? Help me, girl. I know you know.
So what can we expect in season 3?
Well, season 3 for Keisha is growth. You know, she's in love. You see her and Malcolm finally committed together. They live together. And it says a lot about a relationship once you move in with a guy, you know, because you're going to make that guy your husband. So you're trying to act like your wifey material, and you find out things is wrong with him and things is wrong with you. But you still have to commit to argue under that one roof and walk away feeling like, okay, we'll come back together. And that's where I like to show this season as well, because there's growth there. You see me really, really showing Malcolm that I'm the one and I love you. So there's a lot of support there. There's relationship between me and the girls that, you know, we don't agree all the time. But even when you don't agree, you still got to walk away decent enough to say, okay, that's my friend. I got into the argument. I have to say what I need to say. Let's keep it moving. So that's what the show is about. Still with sexiness and great co-stars and guest stars and a lot of drama.
And Debbie Woodside.
And fashion.
And fashion.
How's the boutique doing?
The boutique is going well. We have,
you know, we never see y'all move clothes out of that boutique. We never see y'all.
That's Jay.
I take all the things white. But yeah,
everything
I want
is
that
white,
to leave
right.
Right.
And it's just one rack of clothes.
It's just one rack of clothes.
You just see with one rack of clothes.
No, we have racks. Mm-hmm.
So, Lisa Ray, now we know that you and Malcolm are going to be cool and you're going to have your relationship that's on screen. What about the off-screen
relationship
with you and the L.A. preacher, Bishop Noel Jones?
I never was dating Noel. You know how they do me. You know, anybody mm-hmm. that they see me talking to mm-hmm. and they just want to make it a new couple alert kind of thing.
Right.
So, I kind of, you know, he and I are friends. Definitely, I attend the church. He's helping me out a lot.
What is he helping you with?
As far as a mentor, you know, crazy. Look, I know he had to get something on it.
No, I'm just asking, what is he helping you with? What do you have troubling with in your spirit that he's helping you with?
Well,
what's
you know,
troubling
I
your spirit that he's helping you with?
About 5 years, mm-hmm. about 10 years ago. And so I've actually been searching to find out how do I have a great relationship with God where I can hear from him, where I can pray, and it's not just that 5-minute prayer on your knees.
Aye.
Some things happen in my life that has actually led me to him and to listen.
How long has he been helping you?
It's just been about
you're not finished
years.
With the help?
Yep, with the help. Because mm-hmm. I was smart, I was intelligent, I was fine.
Yeah, then you got that.
So is there anybody, if it's not Bishop Jones, is there a young man to take you off the single ladies list?
Look, you young man, I'm not a cougar girl.
Okay, all right, whatever.
It's not right now, because I really think that, you know, even since the divorce and now planting my feet sternly again in what I do,
mm-hmm.
you know, you find power in that. So I'm feeling good right now, because I'm relevant. I'm out there. I got a hairline that's coming out, shampoo line, flat iron deal with Pro, Red Pro. I just feel good about my branding, about what I'm doing and where I'm going now. And I know that has everything to do with God.
God has
so
helped you.
So I'm so thankful right now, you know, and the help.
Jesus the priest.
Good for you. Good for you.
Did he lay hands on you and help you?
Lay hands on me. I want you to lay hands on my website and go and see what I got going on at lisaray.com, okay?
We love you, Lisa
That's
Ray.
Chicago.
I know you do it, and I love you right back.
I see you in the airport, girl.
Tonight on VH1. Season three.
It's back.
Keisha's back.
And Malcolm.
And Malcolm.
Woo, thank you.